The most important document in your entire AI stack is not a prompt. It is not a workflow. It is not a template you pulled from someone's course. It is a document that describes how you think, what you believe, and what your voice actually sounds like when you are not performing for anyone. And most people building an AI-assisted business have never written it. Every output you get back from a model without that document is the model's default voice, with your topic pasted on top. It sounds like AI. It sounds like everyone. It sounds like no one. And the reason it sounds like no one is not a prompt engineering problem. It is a self-knowledge problem. You cannot hand your worldview to a tool that does not know you have one. Here is what changes when you do the work first. Every email, every episode, every proposal, every piece of copy starts to cohere. Not because the AI got smarter, but because you finally gave it something real to work from. The model is already capable of excellent output. What it needs from you is the raw material that makes excellent output sound like you specifically, and not like a generic version of your industry's thought leadership average. In this episode, I am going to show you how to build that foundation, the voice document, and what belongs inside it, the worldview layer, which is a separate thing and an equally important one, the voice memo method, and the extraction process that turns 10 unscripted minutes into usable material, and why this work matters more for some operators than others. By the end, you will know exactly what to build and why it comes before anything else you do with AI. Hope your day is treating you well. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly $10 million in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily, and I help you keep up. Let me start with a distinction that gets collapsed constantly, and collapsing it is why so much AI-assisted content lands flat. Voice and worldview are not the same thing. They work together. You need both, but they do different jobs. Treat them as one thing, and you will solve for the wrong one and wonder why your content still does not sound right. Voice is how you talk. The cadence, the vocabulary, the sentence, shapes you naturally reach for, whether you use contractions or go formal when you are nervous, whether you open with the argument or circle toward it, whether you are comfortable with a long compound sentence that builds across several clauses, or whether you cut everything short. Voice is the texture. It is what someone who knows you would recognize in writing with your name removed. Worldview is what you believe, the framework you interpret your whole industry through, the positions that are actually yours, built through reading and experience and observation, not borrowed from the last thought leader you listened to, the things you will never say because they contradict something you have concluded is true. Worldview is the architecture. It is what makes your voice worth listening to beyond its sound. A clear worldview with no captured voice produces content that is true, but reads generic. Substance, no texture. Somebody else could have written it. A captured voice with no clear worldview produces content that sounds like you, but does not hold together. Recognizable, but weightless. No spine, you need both, documented and loaded into your AI tools before you ask those tools to produce anything you intend to publish. So let us build both, starting with voice, the fastest, cheapest, most honest way to capture your real voice is a voice memo, not a written draft. not a planned outline, a voice memo where you talk for 10 unscripted minutes about something you are actually thinking through right now. No notes. The car, the kitchen, the walk. Somewhere the polished version of you is not running interference. Most of us learned to write inside institutions that rewarded one specific formal register, and we internalized it so when we sit down to type, that register activates and flattens us. When we talk, the real sentence structures come through. The actual vocabulary, the rhythm of how we genuinely think. That memo gets transcribed. Your phone can do it now. Or whatever transcription tool you already use. Then you run the transcript through a structured extraction. I built a custom Claude skill for this that I call the Worldview Extractor. And what it does is pull a specific set of things out of the raw talk, your core belief statements surfaced as clean declarative sentences, because when you talk unscripted, you bury your beliefs inside stories, and they are not legible as the claims they actually are. The quotable lines, the moments where you said something in a way that would land in writing, the phrasings you would never remember later, the new threads in your thinking, the evolving edges, the ideas you articulated in a way you had not before, content angles with a real point of view already attached, not vague topics and additions to your evidence library, the examples and lived experiences you reach for to support a claim, filed so your tools can actually retrieve them. And finally, it produces a short paragraph that updates your master voice document. That is the compounding mechanism, and it is literal, not a metaphor. A voice document you built in 1 month from two transcripts produces noticeably weaker output than the same document after months of weekly appending. More signal, better approximation, less editing, and content that genuinely sounds like you sat down and made it. Let me be quick and exact about what belongs in the voice document and what does not, because people get this wrong in both directions. What belongs? Your sentence structure tendencies, the metaphors you return to without noticing, the domains you draw reference from. If you grew up gardening and the metaphors come from soil, that belongs. If you have a social science background and you think in populations and distributions, that belongs. The framings you reject, the positions that would surprise people who only know your surface brand. What does not belong? Your bio, your credentials, your offers, your mission statement, a description of your audience. That is a business context document, a different file. The voice document is not about your business. It is about your mind. Mix them, and the document does neither job well. Here's a test for whether something belongs. Not whether you would post it. The real question is, if a model produced content using this as a reference, would you recognize it as yours? If yes, it belongs. If it is accurate, but could describe 100 other people, it is not specific enough yet. And you cannot build this once and call it finished. Your thinking develops, your vocabulary shifts. The metaphors that feel alive in one season are not the ones alive in the next. I run a fresh transcript through the extractor at least once a week. The paragraphs accumulate. My tools stay calibrated to how I think now, not how I thought half a year ago. People who skip this produce content, that sounds like nobody. Grammatically fine, structurally fine, but no one is home. And audiences feel that, even when they cannot name it. Let me pause for one quick thing. The voice work is one half of knowing yourself before you build. The other half is knowing your business clearly enough to see what it actually needs. I built a free tool for that and it is called the AI Employee Report. You answer 11 questions about how your business runs, and it gives you back a personalized roadmap, the specific work that AI and automation should be carrying in the order to tackle it. It takes a few minutes, it costs you nothing, and it is at audit.seedandsociety.com. Now let me go deeper on worldview, because this is where the work gets genuinely interesting and genuinely harder. Your worldview is not your opinions. Opinions are positions on specific questions. Worldview is the underlying logic that produces the opinions, the lens before the conclusions. Most people have one. Very few have examined it closely enough to articulate it, and fewer still have translated it into a form an AI tool can work with. I am going to name a few of the frames I have documented in my own worldview, not because you should share them, but because real examples teach better than abstract instructions. Disagree with every one of mine, and the method still works for yours. The first frame I call lived experience as input. Your actual life, the things you have done, survived, built, and lost is the irreplaceable raw material in anything you create. AI is the production layer. It is excellent at structure, at scale, at translation, at consistency. It cannot generate the raw material. It can only work with what you give it. There is a version of AI content where the tool does everything and the human only approves, and it is coherent. You can do it, but what you lose is the exact thing that made your work worth seeking out. Audre Lorde wrote that the personal is not separate from the analytical. She was writing about poetry and survival, and the logic carries. The content that moves someone, the content that builds the relationship that leads to the sale, is the content where a specific mind is present. That specificity is not a luxury, it is the mechanism. The second frame I think about constantly on this show. Most AI tools are trained mostly on English language data, and English language content carries structural habits that are not universal. The loudest one is binary contrast framing. This, not that. The right way versus the wrong way, the old model versus the new model. It is everywhere, because it is cognitively cheap, and it creates the appearance of clarity, and it flattens nuance in the process. Safiya Umoja-Noble's work on algorithmic oppression and Ruha Benjamin's work on race and technology both point at the same thing from different angles. The systems we build encode the assumptions of the people who built them, and those assumptions are not neutral. A model is not producing objective analysis, it is reflecting what its training data treated as the center and what it treated as the edge. This is not an argument against the tools. I use them every day. It is an argument for knowing what you are working with. When AI output feels off, when the nuance you were holding got collapsed into a binary you did not intend, that is usually why. My voice document says it plainly. Avoid false contrasts. Hold the nuance. The thing I am describing usually exists alongside the thing I am distinguishing it from, and both can be true. When I tell the model that in advance, the output reflects it. The third frame is the one most directly practical for you. AI is the equalizer right now. The gap between what a solo operator with these tools can do and what a well-resourced team without them can do is the smallest it has ever been. And in plenty of cases, it has flipped. A consultant in Porto or in Bamako with these tools and the knowledge of how to use them can operate at a scale and reach a strategic capability that used to require a team and a real budget. But the window does not stay open forever. It does not close because the tools disappear. It closes because passive consumption is the default and active building is the exception. And the operators who are building now, documenting their systems now, training their tools now, will have a compounding head start on the ones who waited to see how it all shook out. The fourth frame is a counterweight to the purely extractive way people approach intellectual material. Study that never connects to action is a performance, and action with no study underneath it is a ceiling. Reading learning theory does not make me a better business owner on its own, but it sharpens how I understand why different clients learn differently and need different structures. And that sharper understanding goes straight into what I build. The study serves the building, and the building serves the study. Because when you build something and watch it work or watch it fail, you come back to the material with better questions. Practically, this is why I cite thinkers when their work genuinely serves your understanding, not to perform credentials. If a name is new to you and you go look it up, that is a good outcome. The goal was never to be the last source you consult. And if you have intellectual influences that shape how you think, they belong in your worldview reference, not as a bibliography, as context for the model. My thinking on systems is shaped by permaculture design. I approach strategy with the rigor of social science research. Those lines tell the model, the register you operate in. Let me bring this back to something you can build this week. The sequence is short. Record a 10-minute unscripted voice memo about something you are actually working through. Get a transcript, run it through an extraction, and if you want the version I use, the Worldview Extractor is a custom Claude skill. You can find it in my skills and prompt packs on my builds page at seedandsociety.com/builds. Or you can build your own by writing the extraction targets as explicit instructions. Here is a raw transcript. Pull my core beliefs, my quotable lines, my new threads, my content angles, my evidence, and a voice update paragraph, and return them in clearly labeled sections. That is the whole skill. It is not magic. It is a structured task with consistent inputs. Then review the output, because not everything a voice memo produces is worth keeping. Append the voice update paragraph to your master document. Append just means add it onto the end of what is already there. Do not skip that step. It is the compounding. File the content angles where you will find them. The first time, the whole cycle takes under 30 minutes. After a few rounds, it is down to 5 minutes, and the return on those minutes compounds across everything you publish for the rest of the year. I want to close on something that connects to all of it. The question of whose voice gets recognized as expertise, whose worldview gets treated as the default lens, has never been neutral. It has always been answered through access. Who got the platform, the budget, the distribution, the byline? AI tools reproduce those patterns when the people using them do not push back. Hand a model your topic and a generic prompt, accept what comes out, and you have quietly accepted an averaged version of authority that reflects who historically got to speak. Your voice document is your pushback. Your worldview document is your pushback. Capturing how you actually think and feeding it deliberately into your tools is the act of insisting that your specific perspective enters the pipeline and does not get averaged out. For operators who have been kept off the platforms that confer authority, that is not a small thing. It is a direct way to claim the ground. and the ground is claimable right now. You do not need to perform someone else's expertise. You need to document your own and then load that documentation into every AI tool you use, so the output coming out the other side actually reflects your mind. That is the work. It is the most important foundational work in the entire stack. And it starts before you open AI. It starts with knowing what you think. If this episode gave you something, get on my free newsletter. Every week I send practical breakdowns, step-by-step guides, and fresh lists of grants and speaking opportunities straight to you. Go to newsletter.seedinsociety.com and add your name to the list. And if it helped, share it with someone who needs to hear it and rate and review wherever you listen. That is what carries this show to more people, and it genuinely makes a difference. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.